Stem cells have always been at work. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Stem cells have always been at work. Really, they have. Throughout our body are stem cells. Let's just go back and experience and say, our mothers and father had a thought, and their thought was, let's put our egg and sperm together and see what we come up with. Well, the thought was the first stem cell, the first undifferentiated cell that's put into motion. And that cell did not say you were going to have a boy or a girl or twins or quintuplets. It just said, okay, let's have a child. And this child is a child built from A to Z on stem cells. Built from A to Z on one stem cell that we have implanted. Oh, true, we've gone through the sperm and the egg idea, but it's one stem cell. And that one stem cell just magnificently, exponentially grows and grows and grows and grows and grows, and it expands. And it is not expanding so much in itself, but it's expanding like little tiny seeds that are growing until the whole body is filled with these stem cells. The whole body is a mass of stem cells. And then at some point, this system says to itself, okay, now it's time to determine what these stem cells are going to do. And so the universal intelligence within each of us, always there, always active, the universal intelligence says, all right, let's see. We're going to have a girl, and this girl is going to be the ideal girl. The ideal girl, the ideal girl, the ideal girl that no human has ever seen. The ideal girl direct from the divinity of all girls. And this girl is going to have every organ, action, function of it, ideal. It's going to be, and it is now, because it's a thought first, it is its original purity and integrity. It's working from its pure base of its stem cell, which is pure and pure and pure, and out of it is the original purity and integrity. So, we're going to say this girl has eyes, ears, nose, all the functions of a girl, all the functions of a human body, but it's really a divine body, but we'll let it be so it can be seen. The human body is only seen. The divine body is that is which is behind the human body. It is the original purity and integrity behind. It is the stem cell differentiated behind the human expression, behind that which can be seen. So, these stem cells are now given tasks that they're going to demonstrate themselves as hair and skin and fingernails and everything else under the sun. And so this little being that is nurturing itself within the body of its mother is coming along just fine. It is the ideal divine being. It is the stem cell perfect, letter perfect, without a tiny flaw in it. And then as it is there, the mother and father and the race consciousness about it and the attitude of the community and the world, oh, let's see, it's flu season, we better get checked out for flu, get shots and stuff. Oh yes, this mother is pregnant, we better protect her against the diseases and germs of the world around her. We better use all these purity things, these chemicals that will help to keep her pure and clean. Soaps and bleach and all that sort of good stuff. We must do that. And we must make sure that her diet is so perfect that it is going to benefit the baby. And she certainly doesn't want to throw alcohol in there. That destroys the stem cells. She doesn't want to throw anything that is a chemical in there, any spices or anything there, because that destroys the stem cells on their natural path. They have to build immunity patterns around each one of these things that come in and want to take over, where they say, no, no, this is my job. I am my original purity and integrity. I am growing up to be my stem cell original. And what is this you want to do here? Who put you in here? Who put you in? The mother put you in here? Hey, mom, don't do that. Don't do that. And so the stem cell is now being introduced to being a fighter, to fighting for its life, fighting for its original purity and integrity. And the mother keep putting things into her, into that stem cell, into that environment in which this baby is growing. And the worst of it is, not so much all of this chemicals and not so much all of these liquor and other things that are destroying the stem cells, that's bad enough. What's really bad is when the mother thinks hateful thoughts or unloving thoughts, or when the mother recognizes something going on in the world which is not the original purity and integrity of the world, when the mother sees anything in the outer which is not the divine within, when the mother hears, knows, is told, is treated in any way, in a negative way, and has a negative response that turns right over into that child. And that child responds in every way to it. It's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. And it's beautiful. Now, how can we live our life? How can we live in our world and have these stem cells that are working on bringing forth this ideal child, this divine child, from the stem cell creation? How can we give the stem cells all the benefit in the world? Well, we give the stem cells all the benefit in the world by our thinking beautiful thoughts. First, we think beautiful thoughts. I am divine. I am my original purity and integrity. I like me, I like me, I like me. Okay. Mommy, you like yourself. Are you going to read the newspapers and read about other people's unhappiness? Are you going to listen to the radio and television and hear other people's unhappinesses, or hear stories about other people's lives that are not the original purity and integrity of these other people? It's not the stem cell creativeness of each of them. Are you going to open your door to all of the garbage and toiletry of the world? Or are you going to be in your own quiet meditation, in your own introspection, in your own inner awareness, in your own inner illumination? That's where we all can do our work. Okay, that's a good start. In fact, that's the major start. Then, you say to yourself, would I take straight bleach and pour it on my baby's hands so that it would purify anything for the baby? No way! No, I wouldn't even take any bleach at all. Would I take any preservative and put it into my child's life? Would I serve my child steak? Would I serve my child anything which is going to cause the child to have certain attitudes? No way. Am I going to drink only the pure water? Well, it's not a matter that the water is pure, but I call it pure. And it is pure water. I drink only the most pure water. I breathe only the most pure air. I live only the most pure life. And as the mother thinks these things, the stem cells in her body act upon that. And here is the rub. If the stem cells do not have the negative experiences of television, of the world, of race consciousness, of the attitudes of the parents, if they only have the positive attitudes of everything, they respond in a positive way. If they have the negative attitudes, they respond in a negative way. And it's just a matter of what is it that the parent wants to allow to surround their fledgling infant. What is it they want to have there? Do they want the original purity and integrity to be brought forth? Or do they want to inhibit it with ideas and thoughts that are not in keeping with the original purity and integrity? It's a matter of our choice. Now the stem cells, it's not they don't care, but the stem cells are designed to go any way that they are told to go. A child goes any way its parent leads it. A community goes any way the leaders of the community lead the community. The church, congregation, goes any way the minister chooses to direct it. And if the minister chooses it to be a community-interested church, so be it. If the minister chooses it to be a prayerful church that does everything by introspection and prayer, then so it is. Whatever we are trained and taught by our outer experiences, that is where we go on our inner. And that is what we're doing to our stem cells and to the infants that we create in our bodies. The beings that we create, we're giving them all of the beauty, the goodness, the wholeness that we are, and they bring it forth. Now, the magic of all this is this. We live in a world that has a lot of media that are telling us many things going on in the world. And even in spite of that, the tendency, the power, the reality of each of us is inclined to be good rather than evil. We are inclined to tell the truth rather than lie. We are inclined to give our bodies beautiful things rather than negative. If we were not encouraged to drink scotch or whiskey or alcohol of any kind, drink wine or beer or any of these things, we would never drink it because it tastes awful. It has a very negative taste, but we are taught to take it because it has a nice after effect that gives you a little glow, and so you enter into it. Well, our body doesn't really want to do that, and that's why we don't sit in a swill house of alcohol all the time. We could do it. It's available. It's freely available at our liquor stores and grocery stores and drug stores and available at virtually every store. But we don't do it. Over 99% of our population are pure. Oh, they may take some of these things, but they are not inhibited by it. They are not drunkards. They are not alcoholics. They're not drug addicts. They're not into it so that they are possessed by it. And the better, the more that we can train our stem cells to be possessed by themselves, by their original purity and integrity, the more wonderful is our life, the more wonderful is our world, the more wonderful are we. The choice is up to us. What is it we want out of life? What is it we want from our experience on this planet Earth? Do we want to be our original purity and integrity, or do we want to be part of the slavery that goes on and says, we must have this, we must have that, we must drink this, eat this, smoke this, do these things? How strange. You don't have to breathe any air. You breathe. But you don't have to breathe the smoky air that may be around you. You breathe the pure air and you say it, even with the smoky air there. If you drink water and there are pollutants in the water and it's the only water that you can drink, you drink the pure water. The pollutants go straight on through. They do not affect you. If you say the pollutants affect you, then they will. Because your mind, your brain, your body chemistry has the power to take care of those things. Now, the choice is ours. Our stem cells have always been at work. Our stem cells being our non-differentiated cells waiting to be told what to do. And there, every day, brand new ones coming into our system. waiting to take over the role of other cells. And as these new cells come in, if we let them play with the old cells that feel sorry for themselves or have known any unhappiness, then the new cells will instantly know unhappiness. But as we train these new cells by our thought and by our foods and by our attitudes, our original purity and integrity, these cells will be dominant. These cells will be totally in charge. And these cells will be the new leader of who and what we are. Sounds good to me, doesn't it? Sounds wonderful to me. It sure does. Join me and enjoy it with me. I love you. I love you. I love you.